Excellency, Mayor of Geneva, Sani Kanan, Executive Secretary Olga Algayeva, Executive Director of UNITA Nikhil Selt, Excellencies and distinguished guests, that's my pleasure to be with you this morning. Good morning. I appreciate the opportunity to bring to your attention an essential consideration when we speak about smart, sustainable cities, the evolution of urban settlements, as well as the importance of quality of life. As the United Nations Secretary General Special Envoy for Road Safety, I remind you that 1.35 million people die on the roads each year, and an estimated half of these lives are lost in urban areas. Moreover, these numbers are only increasing and are projected to continue the trend if no changes are made. Even if European roads are the safest in the world, the number of deaths and injuries remains high. In 2017, 25,600 people lost their lives, and a further 135,000 were injured in road traffic crashes in the EU. The EU recently adopted a Vision Zero for road traffic fatalities and injuries by 2050. I underline these statistics because mobility in the urban setting will increasingly play a role in the transformation of our cities, as well as in achieving these ambitious goals of Vision Zero across Europe. As urban areas grow in inhabitants, demand for mobility will rise in parallel, allowing better access to jobs, basic services, and education. Mobility is a key element to building vibrant and prosperous cities. However, the benefits could become wasted cost if road safety does not become a priority amongst leaders like you. We must keep in mind that road crashes place a heavy burden on both national economies and households. Many of the victims are young, economically productive people who are providing for their families and relatives. In the most affected countries, road traffic crashes take up to 5% of the GDP. How do we ensure that road safety is enough taken into consideration when planning for sustainability? Particularly, in many European and developed cities, urban mobility systems are quickly evolving. There are many developments to consider. One, ride-hailing services have grown rapidly over the past few years. Beyond competing with traditional car sharing or carpooling services, shared mobility platforms like Uber and Lyft compete with public transit and private car ownership. We need to ensure that these services are regulated properly for safety. How do we ensure that we are driving choices of inhabitants that increase efficiency, environmental sustainability, and safety? Second, the advancements in autonomous technology. If developed and deployed in the right manner, autonomous vehicles promise to resolve most road safety concerns. I thank the UNEC Inland Transport Committee Working Group Party 1 and Working Party 29 for their work in developing the much-needed international regulations in this regard. Third, infrastructure. There is more and more movement to urban areas. The UN Population Division projected that the world's urban population will increase by more than two-thirds by 2050, as it was just recalled by the Mayor of Geneva. An influx of people will place a strain on city roads, bridges, and tunnels, which are already struggling to keep up with increases in vehicle miles. Infrastructure updates that favor public or shared transit and non-motorized transport could be a win-win solution for safety, sustainability, and environmental goals. Lastly, regulation. advanced mobility services and technologies are penetrating cities, and public officials must address them by establishing an array of new regulations that ensure the safety and quality. Again, UNEC plays a critical role in this regard. As a special envoy, I promote the implementation of UN Convention on Traffic Rules, road signs and signals, transport of dangerous goods, as well as on vehicle regulations, which also address emissions. My takeaway for all governments is that road safety must be considered as part and parcel of sustainable mobility and transport. Thus, it is not yet another additional criterion, but a basic condition for livable cities. Sustainable transport and mobility in the urban settings require a combination of policy elements. This includes safe, reliable, and affordable public transport, investment in infrastructure for motorized and non-motorized transport, new technology, as well as environmentally friendly, efficient, and multimodal transport options. In addition, these policies must align with urban and spatial planning, land management, housing, environmental, and other relevant policies that many will highlight today. We have already witnessed in a number of countries and cities that a massive reduction in road deaths is feasible. What we need is cooperation and partnership, especially through integrated transport and urban planning at the national and at the urban levels. Wouldn't it be an achievement if we could report that mobility and transport is safe in all the cities around the world, or at least in a growing number of them? Can we count on each of one of the mayors here today to pledge to building the legacy towards Vision Zero in their cities by 2050? Ladies and gentlemen, dear friends, in closing, I would like to state the SDG target 11.2. I quote, to provide access to safe, affordable, accessible, and sustainable transport system for all, improving road safety, notably by expanding public transport, with special attention to the needs of those in vulnerable situations, women, children, persons with disabilities, and older persons by 2030. Achieving this target will mean a beautiful reality for urban sustainable mobility and transport, one that includes road safety as a key consideration in urban planning and infrastructure design, one that addresses vulnerable road users such as children, cyclists, and pedestrians, one that harnesses the benefits of new technology to provide citizens the best opportunities and lives, one that builds cities which are well-planned, connected environments that facilitate economic growth, reduce negative environmental impact of transport, increase accessibility, and enhance health and safety of its users. I think we all agree that it is only by making road safety an important consideration that we will be able to make cities resilient and sustainable. I thank you for your commitment to our collective goal of Vision Zero, and I wish you a great conference. Thank you.